Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a big day. We got Philip Phillips coming on to play.
He's gonna make this place your home.
We got Dr. Lori on to appraise my coin that I think is worth thousands of dollars. This coin is from 1905.
That's amazing.
Oh, it's right here on my desk.
Old.
Yes, sir.
That is really old.
At 10 Central, tickets to my Nashville show for Comedically Inspirational go on sale at BobbyBones.com. I hope you get them. We're going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to give you a news story. And on Fridays, we go around the room with a news story, but I got something different today.
Okay.
Okay.
The story is a 73-year-old tries lottery for the first time, wins the jackpot.
I hate
so dumb.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
A 73-year-old who decided to play the Oregon lottery won $52,000 a year for life.
Gosh.
73 years old, $52,000 a year for life.
Oh, what so a waste. He's only going to make about $100,000.
Well, it's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
But, yeah, older. It's unfortunate.
But it's fortunate.
But it's fortunate at the same time that they won, right? Yes. So that's from UPI. Now, that being said, I do want to say, yesterday's show, we scratched more tickets. The one ticket that we had left over, the $125 outlier ticket, is not a winner.
Okay.
So by the end of it, we had $125 left from 2,000.
Yeah.
So we went from 2,000 to 1,100 to 600 to 125. And so I put in an extra 25 bucks myself just so we could get three more $50 ones.
Wow, we have not.
These are the last three tickets.
I mean, this is our last breath.
We're going to scratch them right now live. And Amy, Lunchbox,
yeah!
And myself.
Woo!
That's where the big money is.
We're the big dog.
We're going to scratch it live.
Amy, you're a little dog, but...
No, Amy's the third biggest dog.
She's the biggest fan of big dog like me and you.
So we have these $50 scratchers. Again, we started with $2,000, and every time we've done a round, we've taken the money and put it back into tickets.
This is what you do. This is what happens in Vegas. You're down to your last spin. You're down to your last 20.
Every time that happens to me, I don't win.
And you win the millions.
No. You've won millions in Vegas?
No, but I...
Yeah, how many times have you been on your last spin or chip, though?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, right.
But it's so, like in the movies,
guys,
that's how it happens.
Get to scratching. We're going to stay here.
I'll just watch you guys scratch.
Yeah, Eddie, you watch us scratch.
First one, not good.
But we don't need commentary the whole time because it's going to mess everybody up.
Gosh.
But there are three $50 tickets left.
How do we never hit a bonus?
Stop saying
that. I've never hit it. Dude,
I hit the bonus the first ticket, first scratch, and then ever since then, no one's hit it.
And they say it's one in
2.6.
And I've scratched, I think, seven or eight tickets, and I've won one time.
So how is that possible?
Well, because nobody else has won either. That's what's not possible about it. I would get it if somebody else had won all the times that I didn't win to make that 2.6. If you guys get a winner, say you got a winner. Only three of us. So far, I do not have a winner.
Dang.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so close.
But it doesn't work like that. They just throw random numbers at that point.
They purposefully do it so close. That's even more of a loser.
I know.
And you know
what?
Trust
me, I know.
Hurts his spirit a little bit is he scratches the value on every single one.
If you get a winner.
Okay.
You have a winner?
I've won something.
Yeah, let's go.
Don't scratch the number yet then. Have you already seen what you won? Oh, is it a ticket? I'm tired of tickets. Is it a ticket?
I don't know what you mean.
No, don't scratch the prize yet.
Do you know what the number is underneath the matching number?
Not fully.
Good.
Okay, don't then. Not fully.
I can see like a teeny bit of the number.
Okay, well, what Lunchbox does, he scratches the number first. And so it's extra disappointing to him.
Yeah.
Because he goes 5 million. Oh. Well, I don't even touch that thing.
Yeah. Why would you?
Well, because I want to know if I was close to winning a million.
Because all the ones
million.
That you don't have, it's always like $1 million. Okay.
Dang it. That was 10,000.
Okay, but.
Right, but it wasn't a matcher, but it would have been 10,000.
It wouldn't have been 10,000.
Well, if it would have matched.
Do you know what I was amazed by when we were doing this segment? That people loved hearing us scratch tickets.
Yeah.
It's like when people watch somebody clean something or some of these videos where you're like, why do people watch this? I got so many messages going, this was the greatest bit ever here, and you got scratch tickets on the post show.
There's something on TikTok where they spray a dirty headlight.
Yeah.
And man, they just wipe it off and it's.
I'm in. So amazing. I'm good. Amy, you won something? Lunchbox, did you win anything?
I'm not there yet, man.
How are you so slow?
Because I scratched the whole thing. Now that I realize you're so far ahead, I've got four lines to go. I'm not scratching the whole thing.
Amy, what'd you win?
I'm so adding it up.
Oh, adding it up?
I'm not done scratching. Because I have some winners.
Winners!
See? This is what people want to hear.
Come on, Amy!
Let's go! Yeah. Wait, hold on, Amy. You wait. I'm almost
Nobody's changed the show since you said you won something earlier.
Wow. Bobby, Amy, how much you win?
Amy, you haven't scratched some numbers.
I won nothing.
Ho! Winner!
I have to focus.
That's too much, though, for $50.
I haven't scratched the prize yet because you guys didn't
love
me.
Love that. That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see. That's our guy right there growing right in front of our eyes.
I changed up my strategy because you guys didn't want me to scratch the number.
Hey, don't make the mistake I did. Remember the number.
I already know the number. Okay. It's number 85. Good right-hand column, 5 down.
Okay. Is everybody scratched?
I'm on my final.
Okay. Now.
This is awesome.
You know it's going to be.
It's going to be a big one.
A big one.
50.
Big.
Thousand. Or a ticket.
No.
It ain't going to be no ticket. Come
anyway, will you look and make sure the number matches the number, though?
Yeah. Just to make sure.
Stop.
Okay. Stop.
No, it's last time you did this, you didn't win.
That was my fault.
Oh, my God.
Amy,
don't say anything.
Oh, my God.
Let me see it. Come to me.
No, no, Buzz, Buzz, don't look at it.
Oh, my God. Do we need to go to commercial?
Amy, come to me.
No, Buzz, don't.
Let me see. Don't say anything. Come over here. Show me.
No. Do we need to go to commercial so we don't get robbed?
We got to go to commercial.
We don't get robbed.
But I'm not going to tell anybody. Let me see, though.
No.
I'm going to make sure it's real, guys.
She can't breathe.
Oh my God!
All of us were shaking. Oh no,
Amy!
Don't
do that. Amy, don't do that crap.
Did you do it wrong?
Oh my God!
Why did we do this?
First Lunchbox.
Amy, did you do it wrong?
First Lunchbox.
And I should know because she don't even know how to read a lottery ticket.
Please talk.
Oh my God!
She threw the ticket down.
It is a winner.
Yeah, but what did you think we won? What did you think we won? And when you went, oh my gosh, you thought we won blank.
Say something!
$5 million.
$5,000.
Oh, you thought we won $5,000.
That would have
been
great.
That would have been awesome.
Oh man, I was going to commercial because I didn't want to get robbed.
What? What did we win?
What is happening?
A ticket.
What did
25 plus 25 is 50.
Yeah. That's it? When you say you're adding them up, it was those two numbers?
Well, I wasn't done scratching.
Oh my God.
I thought there might be more.
When she gasped like that?
I know. The problem is I scratched it and I saw $5,000 here, but it wasn't the pow.
Okay. Lunchbox, did you scratch your number?
No, I didn't know yet.
Okay, let's go.
You want to do it right now?
Let's do it right now. No, break it. Let's just go do it. I'm tired of being faked out. I thought we won the lottery twice.
Between
Lunchbox screaming 50,000 and Amy having a seizure, I thought we hit money.
I just got an ab workout.
That's so funny. That we all of us, Scuba Steve threw his hands in the air. We all thought we were going on a trip. Lunchbox, scratch it.
It's got a 7 in it.
Okay, it's 75.
Yeah.
I haven't done another high.
Go ahead.
Other what?
75.
Okay. 75.
So we broke even.
Basically.
Well, no, I bet an extra 25.
Oh.
So we actually weren't.
So we're back to 125.
This is the closest we've been.
Yeah.
How?
To what? Being even?
Yeah. Being even, man.
To the amount
like
spent.
I told you.
Did you enjoy the time Amy freaked us out and we thought we won?
No.
Did you enjoy like that 7 seconds, everybody?
Amy.
Oh, man.
Okay. And we're starting our day like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well here we are. Get more tickets.
Yeah, we'll get more tickets.
More.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My really good friend and I have been roommates for the last 2 years. We have a great house. It's an incredibly good deal, but I'm making less money than I was when I first moved in. I'm just scraping by. I have a chance to move into a smaller place where I could actually start living below my means again. I don't think my friend will be able to keep this place without me. I'm not sure how to handle this. I know what would be good for my wallet, but is it worth it to put my friend in a tight spot just to save a few bucks? signed Finances versus Friendship. Interesting question. Now, I would assume there's some sort of lease agreement, because if you can afford it, even if it's a bit of a struggle right now and you're in the lease, you should stay in the lease until the lease is up. And sometimes you just can't. It sucks. But if you can stay in the lease for the next 3 months, we'll just put that on it. Stay in it. Give them a 3 month head start. Hey, I'm hurting financially. I got to go to a smaller place. I can go to the lease term, but I can't re-sign. I can't renew. Don't make it about not being with him. Make it about the lease. Like, I can't afford to renew the lease. Mm-hmm. Let's still live together, but let's move somewhere smaller. Give him the option to go, I'd rather live somewhere that's larger, somewhere with a little more room. Give him that option, because he may want to do that, or he may want to move with you. You kind of put it on him in that way. If you can, you need to honor the lease. If you cannot honor the lease or the agreement, maybe there is no lease. You try to find someone that can come in and be the roommate to him.
Yeah.
So, but the conversation is, first, I can't afford rent anymore. My job doesn't pay as well as it used to. We got two options here. We can find another roommate in my place, or you can just have the whole house if you want to pay the double. Like, give him the option so he doesn't feel like he's pressed into a corner. It's all in how you handle it and you present it, because it is your friend. So if you can leave tomorrow, you don't leave tomorrow. You make sure to find a good roommate that can also pay their share of the rent. If you can leave in 3 months when the lease is up, you do that, but you present the option, hey, do you want to come with me? I don't think if it's a true friend, they're going to be upset when it's financial circumstances. I think you got it. You just got to be, one, open about it, and even vulnerable that you're broke. And then you just got to remember that your friend's going to be your friend for a long time after this. And you don't want this to be the reason you're not friends anymore, because you can handle it in a way that keeps your friendship, maybe makes it stronger. That's my thought. Amy?
It doesn't have to be friendship versus finances. How can you keep both intact? Just like Bobby's saying, and you never know. Your friend might surprise you and be like, hey, what's the actual difference that would be beneficial to you? And
maybe he could put it, but then, right. Then he's going to like, I pay more. We're watching Judge Wapner.
Well, I mean,
you know that crap is what lunch money.
Maybe there is,
if
like,
he paid more than half of the rent.
You know, 100%. Different. Yeah. Like, I don't know if as roommates y'all share chores or who does this part or whatnot. So there also could be a way where they're like, hey, I can cover the extra $50 a month if that would help you, or 100. You know,
if you do
X, Y, Z,
something
for me
that is valued up to that.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That is also a great option.
Yeah.
Present these options. Don't just move out. Once I had a roommate, just move out. Didn't tell me. I just came back and it was gone.
Yeah, that's...
That's crazy.
We're friends again.
Took a while.
But my freshman year, I was living in the dorm. And I was going to say, it was Evan. And we were friends all through high school, best friends. And yeah, I was tough to live with, because I was like, hey, you have to be quiet. I have to go to work. I have to go to school all day and go to work. We can't party in here.
Oh, boy.
I got to go to bed. You got to be quiet. And so I just came back to the room one day. Nothing was... It was like half the room never existed.
So where did
just
Evan empty. Go?
To live with another friend.
A cooler friend.
Somebody that would like hang out and do fun stuff. I had to work, man. Good job, Amy. I like that. That's it right there. Let us know how it goes. Appreciate the email. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's the most fun segment because we don't know what's about to happen. It's Fun Fact Friday. Let's get it on.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, around the room, give me your fun fact. Eddie.
This is ironic. So the first guy that designed the fire hydrant, he did the patent, he registered it, but no one knows who that is because the patent office caught on fire. And all the information on that was gone. So the next guy in line, he's like, he modified the original one. He's like, all right, I'm the guy. I'm the one that designed it. But the original one, don't know who it is.
Nobody came forward to be like, it was me.
They tried to, but they couldn't prove it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, one, it sucks.
Uh-huh.
But two, isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Yeah, it caught on fire.
Yeah, crazy.
Probably because the fire hydrant wasn't close enough that they had.
Oh, probably.
Okay, lunchbox.
Giraffes, you know what they are. They're big, tall. Some say the tallest animal in the world. But what's crazy is their poop is the size of a marble. Because they have so many chambers that break it down as it travels, their whole body comes out the size of a marble.
That is interesting. Morgan.
Kentucky's Fort Knox is one of the most secure places in the U.S. It's home to over 147 million ounces of gold, and it has the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Saw that documentary where Nick Cage went into there.
No, that's a movie.
Oh, National Treasure.
National Treasure.
Oh. That's good. I like that documentary.
But it's so secure that not one single person on Earth knows all of the procedures to open the vault entirely.
It's like the KFC recipe.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Is it there,
the
too?
The Constitution is not like in a museum somewhere where I can go look at it?
The Declaration of Independence, possibly in D.C.? I didn't know this, but if she says it, I believe it.
And what's the point of having it if you don't put it on display?
Maybe you can see it. I don't know. Do they have it on display?
I don't think they have it on display. It's like locked away. There might be replicas of it so people can see it, but it's supposed to be secured because somebody could take it.
And like a lot of...
Okay, but if they take it, we already know what it is. Cool.
But you could say that about anything then.
Well, I mean, everything in a museum is on
display. It's a Shakespeare written by his hand. We already know the play. Who cares if someone steals
it? We know how it is.
The original Constitution is obviously valued in, I mean, $1 billion. That's what our country was formed on. It's a document, too. I mean, you sell a thing on eBay, it's going to go for crazy amounts of money.
I think it might get flagged.
That's fake. Yeah. Amy?
A trained bloodhound's sense of smell is so spot on that it can be admitted as evidence in a court of law. I had no idea.
As the dog smelled whatever it was trained to smell, like we for sure got contact. Not dog, give on the stand, please. What'd you smell?
Yeah, so bloodhounds can follow tracks over 300 hours old, and they can stay on a scent.
I would hate to be able to smell that good. Mm. I'd smell everything all at once, because you'd have like 20 smells at the same time. Old, new.
Smell overload.
Food, butts. It'd all be in the same breath in. It would be miserable. That'd be too much smelling.
They can stay on the scent for 130 miles.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Finally, Amy, I'll ask you a sports question.
Sure.
Who do you think the college team is with the most football national championships ever?
Nick Saban.
That's not a team.
No, 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 the college.
They're Alabama. Not the Sabans.
Okay, Alabama.
Bama, roll tide.
Bama, roll tide.
Hold on. I'm just talking it out here.
Well, no, you said that. Matter of fact, that's just your guess.
Okay.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Eddie?
I like it. Alabama.
Roll tide.
Oh, man. Oklahoma.
Morgan, take guesses this too?
Nevada.
Okay, well, it's not that one.
University of Nevada?
Bear Bryant?
It's not that one. Bear Bryant would be Alabama. As well.
I know.
Okay. Or Kentucky.
I just like throwing out sports.
Yeah, I like it.
Facts.
The actual answer is Princeton.
What?
Princeton has 28.
Probably early on.
They were winning them in the late 1800s.
Wait.
There were only like five schools competing. Yeah. But they have 28. Like, now, that being said, once the NCAA became a body. Since then, they've had 15.
Wow. Even.
But Yale, so it's Princeton at 28 overall. But then if you go, we're only going to do new times. Yale is number one with 18.
That's wild.
Princeton, Alabama 16, Princeton 15, Notre Dame 13, and Michigan and Southern California, USC tied at 9. Nevada did not make the list, Morgan.
Good guess.
I tried.
That is good. Wild.
Yeah. Well, that's for the sport. Kind of invented up
yeah there I understand that. But I wouldn't I mean you could have made a lot of money on that.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Sooners were ripping it up. That was just Native American ground then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't really playing football.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Today at 10 a.m central, tickets to my comedically inspirational show in Nashville go on sale. You can get them at bobbybones.com. 10 a.m central, would love for you to come.
It's time for the good news
with producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Janie Morales was with her boyfriend, Ken, and they were at a Tampa Bay Rays game, and they're watching baseball. And when they notice a few rows down, there's some commotion going on. Well, Janie, she used to be an ultrasound technician, so she's like, I don't know, I'm kind of in the medical field. Let me see what's up. She goes over there. There's a man who's completely passed out. His face is blue, so she knows his heart stopped. So she pulls him over to the aisle, and in the middle of the aisle, during the game, and they stopped the game for this. And so she's doing compressions. She does three sets of 30 compressions. It's not working. Paramedics show up with a stretcher. They do an AED, shock him a couple times. That's not working. Well, they take him in the ambulance, and somewhere between the park and the hospital, he regains consciousness. He's good, and he says that he's in stable condition right now. In a couple of days, he should be released from the hospital.
So why is he good?
I guess the compressions, the AD, all of it.
All those people jumping into different levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Like her, then them, then, man, imagine you almost died. And then you wake up, and they're like, you almost died.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't even know. Like,
you
what
don't
do you mean?
Know.
Tell me the whole story.
You just got to be like, golly, I'm so fortunate. And then, man, why did I get to live? I'd have that guilt.
Oh, survivor's
guilt. Yeah. Survivor's guilt.
I'd be like, interesting. So many people die, and I got to live. Wow. And then I'd probably go out and just start giving everything away.
Well, you would do
it? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's cool of you.
Impressive. Yeah. That's basically what Eddie does sometimes when he's like, oh, a kidney story. I'd like to donate a kidney.
I've thought about donating a kidney.
Yeah, I was just doing what you do.
No, that's not the same. One day I'm going to donate a kidney. You watch me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to donate a kidney.
Yeah, mark it down.
Save it.
Okay, so now he's just going to donate.
He's just
going to
be an organ donor. Then we're going to die and they're going to take his organ.
Oh, I got you.
Hey, you're thinking about Janie and Ken, though. What did they do? They went and got a margarita, watched the rest of the game.
Really?
Yeah, after all that. And there was an 8-minute pause in the game.
They stopped the game.
8-minute pause, and then they resumed activity.
Good for them. Okay. Good for the game, too. Yeah. He lived. It's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Dr. Lori, PhD, antiques appraiser. She tells us how much stuff is worth or not worth. Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, no. That one hurt.
You're the last one up with your crazy bottles and coins, and you made no money.
Nothing.
No money.
Nada.
Dr. Lori is an award-winning TV personality and TV talk show host, a PhD in art history, and she travels around telling people how much their stuff is worth. She researches it. She's done it for us a bunch of times. And so I have some coins. This is what we're going to talk about. Got the coins here. 1920, 1905, 1934. And Dr. Lori is on because I think I got something worth something. All right, let's go with Dr. Lori.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
It's one of my favorite intros that we play because it goes, Dr. Lori's on. And she is one of my favorite people. Dr. Lori, PhD in antiques appraising. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
Doing really good. What do you have in front of you there today?
I've got some stuff from all over the world. Yes. So a couple of things from Panama, a couple things from Mexico, a nice Alaskan basket, woven basket. Just a couple of things from traveling because people travel now.
And when people come to you at these shows that you do or these appearances that you make, yes, would you say there are more people that are like, I can't believe it's worth that much, or more people that are like, it's only worth that much?
I think there are more people who say, I can't believe it's worth that much. I think most people think, over the years that I've been doing the antique appraisal comedy tour, most people think it can't be valuable just because it's mine. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not true. A lot of things are valuable that are just hanging around your house.
Man, she's appraised everything on this show. From the Beanie Baby collection that I bought from Ray for $100. I mean, we've made a few thousand bucks off that. We've donated all the money, but it's crazy. And so we did Mike D's Pokemon cards, which, you know, currently sitting around $3,000 or so, which is pretty cool. Eddie brought in some bottles.
Yeah, man.
Some bottles and coins.
That was awesome.
Eddie needs a financial advisor. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's the situation, Dr. Lorraine. I know I've already sent you these pictures, and I never want to do the bit where I'm like, is this worth everything? Like Eddie, because then it's just disappointing. But I found these coins that I purposefully saved probably 15 years or so ago. And I can't remember why, but I know I found them or bought them and saved them. Can you talk me through and tell me if there's any value in these three coins? And I don't even know which one to start with, Dr. Lori.
Well, let's just start oldest to the newest.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay. So oldest one you've got is a 1905 coin. It's called a barber half dollar. It's pretty rare. It's 90% silver. There's an eagle on the reverse. The eagle on the reverse is relatively important. It's in very poor condition. There are stars of the 13 colonies, which is typical, but very poor condition.
Yeah, the bat, the eagle looks like a dead pigeon,
bad,
to be honest.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's
still worth $75.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
It's already better than Eddie's bottles.
Yeah, and my coin.
Yeah.
What if can you clean it and make it better?
I tried to clean it. It's just garbage. Okay. I think it was through all the wear and tear of the war.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, keep selling yourself that.
Yeah, yeah. Babe Ruth had it in his pocket when he was playing for the Yankees. So all that's happened to this coin. So I'm not saying it's worth more, but you know. Okay.
She makes a good point. It's about circulated versus uncirculated. So her point is good. You're like, hey, could you clean it up? But once it's circulated, people are touching it, it's hard to get it better.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty beat up. Okay, what's the next one, Dr. Lori?
So the next one is called a Morgan. All these are named for the guy who designed them.
Okay.
So the guy's name was George Morgan. We call it a Morgan dollar. So the last one was a half dollar. This is a Morgan dollar.
Which one of the years? Because I have two, 21 and 34.
1921.
Okay, got it.
1921. You'll notice that you've got a woman's head again, Liberty's head. And this one is rare, too. And here's why it's rare. Look at, first of all, the blossom of the cotton in her hair is indicative or symbolizes the bounty of America in the Great South and the Midwest.
Is that the, like, tiara she's wearing?
Not her tiara, but there's a little sprig of cotton in her hair, like a flower.
Okay.
You see it?
I mean, I'm the guy you don't want to ask, do you see it?
Okay, well, it's there.
Okay.
It's right there, like near her ear, above her ear. It's a little sprig of cotton.
Got it.
And that's important. The symbols on coins are really important. You also have the 13 colonies by the 13 stars. You can see that near the 1921. It's 90% silver as well. It's in good condition from 1921. The reverse has the eagle with the war arrows and, of course, the peace olive branch in his talons.
You can see that.
So this is a very typical symbol of war and peace for America.
Is it a deal that it's upside down, the eagle? Because it's upside down from the head.
Typically, yes. That's the way it should be.
Got it. Okay. Dang, I was hoping to like an error card.
Oh,
dang
cool.
It. Okay.
Yeah, people like errors. This one, $100.
Hey!
Still not bad.
I'm up to 175. I'm already a winner. Holy cow. And then I have one left, which I thought this one would be the least valuable because it was the new, 1934. It was, you know, it's not the oldest. But okay, what's this one?
Well, the 1934 coin is called a peace dollar. This one was struck. It was the first silver coin to be struck after the 1929 stock market crash and after the Great Depression that went on until about 1933.
You want to see it?
So yeah, this becomes a very important coin for collectors who are in the financial world because it relates to the comeback of America after the Great Depression.
Come on.
It has a lot of symbolism in it. It's modeled after the designer's wife's face and head.
Oh.
You'll notice that she, too, is Lady Liberty. And if you look at the T in Liberty, it looks like a hairpin.
Ah, it does.
It's one of the things that a lot of collectors look for.
Amy's got the coin.
It does. It does. That's clever. I have another thing to call out, but you might do it first. Go ahead.
On the back, the eagle only holds the olive branch of peace and not the arrows of war.
You said a rare oddity. What was the rare thing on the front of it?
On the front of it, the rare things are the V for the U in trust.
That,
it says Trovist?
That's what I realized.
Okay.
T-R and then V. But that's a very typical sort of Roman look. That's a classical way to make the letter U. You make it like it's a V.
But do all the coins have that V-U thing or just some of them?
Just some of them.
Okay.
And on the back, something called a short E. If you look at the number one, or the word one, O-N-E for $1, it's a short E.
Do you see that, Amy?
Yeah, I feel like the eagle's tail is cutting it off.
Yes.
Stupid eagle move.
Yes. So it's important finding, and it's important in the world of collecting coins because it's the comeback of the American economy. It's important because it's 90% silver. It's a very rare piece. You've got the T hairpin. You've got the short E. You've got the V-U situation. And this coin is worth $100,000.
What? Are you serious?
Stop it.
You're joking.
Stop it. Did she say $100,000?
I thought she was going to say $100.
Oh, my God. Did you just give this to me?
No, I did not. Oh. I handed it to you.
You didn't hand it to her. You threw it to her.
Threw $100.
Don't you ever throw that again.
Are you?
Wait. Hold on.
Where did that? What the?
Amy, watch.
But is this one of those things, though, where it's like the Beanie Babies where you're like, we say it's worth it.
It's not like the Beanie Babies, Bobby. Don't get crazy. This is not like the Beanie Babies.
We couldn't sell really all the Beanie Babies.
Where did you get this?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. Could I sell this for anything near that?
I know of buyers.
Yeah. And remember.
Wow, we're selling.
Bobby, remember like Coin Guy Kyle or whatever that came up here?
Yeah.
But I don't remember his exact name.
I think it was Kyle.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is insane.
You know what's crazy? We just made money.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket?
You said if anything was over $10,000, we get 10%. Mark it down.
Oh, that's true.
You didn't say that.
I said one person does.
Give me $10,000.
It's not you. Somebody.
We're going to spin the wheel.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I just made $10,000.
This is amazing.
I don't know what to say here.
I don't either.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you sure?
That's a great question.
Give me the coin back.
Lori, are you
sure? I'm not throwing it.
Am I sure? What are you talking about? Am I sure? I'm always sure. Yeah.
Fantastic. You have to be gentle with it. You just hang it. It's a coin.
No. Bobby, you better put that here. I'll lock it down.
Okay, you can have a lunchbox. Yeah, right.
That is.
So what do I need to do with this coin?
I'm happy for you, Bobby.
But now I'm scared what to do with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got to protect it, right? So, you know, it's a good idea to get it somewhere safe.
Tape it to your chest.
Staple it.
Staple it. Can you imagine?
You need to hire a security crew.
How much? Okay, so.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple in the weeds questions. Let's say I sell this coin. And I make $50,000 or $100,000, as you say. I mean, I get to keep. That's my money, right?
Well, yeah.
How is it not your money?
Well, it's like there's a fee sometimes for a broker.
Oh, do you have to pay taxes?
Well, that's all. That's depending on how you decide to do it. Like, if you want to sell anything. If you want to sell anything through a broker, you're going to pay them a fee to find the buyer.
What's a fee for? Let's say this coin. I gave it to you and you are my broker. How much would you charge
me?
I don't do that.
If you were to go to a typical auction house, they could have a broker fee, sometimes called a seller's premium, anywhere between 15 and 40%.
Whoa! Wow, they're gouging you there.
Okay.
I'll sell for 10%.
To who?
Wait.
I'll find them.
Dr. Lloyd, how,
he seems motivated. That's what you want.
Dr. Lori, how do you make your money, if you don't mind me asking? Because how do you, you know, if you're not taking a percentage?
Yeah, well, a lot of appraisers do take a percentage. I don't mind you asking at all. When I started as a professional appraiser and left my university teaching job, my museum jobs, I said, I don't want to be a broker. I'm going to charge for my appraisal services, and I have the ability to appraise everything. So I charge a rate for my appraisal services. There are rules of what you can charge. So I charge on an hourly rate because you can't charge based on a percentage of what something's worth.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, everything becomes very valuable because you're charging on a percentage. So it's an hourly rate and I get charged by appraisal. But that's a very fair question, Amy. It's not a problem.
I'm shaking right now, guys.
Yeah.
What I am shooketh.
It's like, you know how something big news is given to you and all you hear is
Oh, in your ears, the ringing?
I'm shaking right now.
This is fantastic news.
What's the next
step? What do we do? I don't know.
What do we do? We got to move.
We got to start. We got to strike while the iron's hot.
Let's do
this. Well, it's not that kind of issue. You know, it's not sort of like, oh, I got something on an anniversary.
Can I keep it and it grow in value?
It can increase in value over time. I understand if you want the money tomorrow, then yes, strike while the iron's hot. But right now, the economic climate for a lot of collectibles is not the best. The market's not the best it's ever been.
Oh.
So if I were advising you as a client, like I advised a client recently and I said, well, this is not the best market for you to do this in. And he said, well, I need the money for this other thing I'm doing. So, you know, he decided to sell now. But you could actually hold that and you'd be well versed to see this thing increase in value.
Okay.
How much do you think I could safely get if I sold the coin right now?
I think you wait at least until the 100th anniversary, which would be 2034.
Yeah, you're out of your
mind. You're going to see this spike because typically on the 100th anniversary of anything, the value for that item goes up. So right now,
I may not be alive in 11 years.
No, don't speak that way.
Yeah, and you've already waited.
Oh my God, don't
time.
Talk like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I waited not knowing it was valuable.
Right.
I'd have sold this thing for $500.
And we may not be friends in 11 years. So,
so you can't get your 10%.
We got to spin the wheel now.
Yeah, we got to spin that wheel.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
So pumped.
How much do you think I could sell it for right now, Dr. Lori?
It's worth $100,000. You can sell it for that. You got to work at it. You got to have somebody who's helping you. You don't even need anybody who's helping you sell it. What's the most important thing about selling any object? Public awareness. You have public awareness.
Oh, my God. My head's everything's throbbing. All my body parts are throbbing right now because I cannot believe what just
happened. Calm down. Put your blood pressure down. Calm down.
Okay.
It's not that much money.
Dr. Lori, where you live?
Yeah, because see, Dr.
Lori, in my world, things are going for a lot more, but that's an excellent piece. I don't want to dissuade you. It's an excellent piece.
Okay. You guys.
Man, I'm about to go look through my quarters.
Me too. I mean,
it's not a quarter, though.
One day, Bobby's just like, oh, we found these coins.
I remember saving them. I just didn't know why.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
did my
you know,
coin?
Bobby, most. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good. Most I just thought maybe my coin inspired him to bring his coin in, which, you know, it's meant to be.
So maybe you're owed more, right?
No.
You think?
Okay. I'm sorry, Dr. Lori. They're interrupting you, and you're my best friend now. So what were you saying there, Dr. Lori?
No, I'm just joking around. I'm just saying that in terms of it, most people think that the oldest one will be the most valuable, and it's typically not the oldest thing that's most valuable.
I thought that. Okay.
Across the board.
Here's what we're going to say about Dr. Lori is her website is drlorivee.com. You can follow her on socials at Dr. Lori V, L-O-R-I. I would like for you to go follow her. Very interesting. If you have something that maybe you wanted to look at, look, I don't know what to say. I'm going to have Dr. Lori hold for a second. I'm going to talk to her off the air, make sure we get, I don't know what to do with this coin. I feel like I'm going to get jumped by you guys. I don't know what's up. So
no,
let
we're
us
happy
break.
For you.
Yeah. You are.
Oh, no.
I genuinely am.
Lunchbox. We're all happy. How do you feel about me?
I'll
right
help
now?
You. Congratulations.
I'm just like another Bobby Wynn, of course. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah, see what I mean? Thanks. Okay, Dr. Lloyd, please hold.
Is she coming back on?
Yeah.
Like after we break?
No.
Oh, because
I have some private conversation to have with her. What?
Okay, but before, Dr. Lloyd, I'm going to need you to come back because you know what's in transit to me right now.
What, your dolls?
Yes, my Madame Alexandra dolls. They're on their way. I got a picture of them in the box. And guess what? I had no idea my mom saved the original boxes and they're in
excellent.
Them.
I'll trade you this coin for your car and those dolls.
I'd trade it right now.
What? Do it, Amy.
No, because we don't know what the dolls are worth yet.
Exactly.
Do it.
Oh, my. Amy, $100,000. Your dolls ain't going to be worth $100,000.
Her car and the dolls.
What kind of car is it?
That's a nice one.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, Dr. Lori. Back in a second. Let me play this song. This little something called Money. But no, it's not. All right. Back in a second. Bobby Bones Show. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
You're talking about Raymundo on the cruise, and you made the comment that Raymundo is the only one that digs through his DMs. I'm sitting here laughing because it is true. Raymundo, yeah! I had this idea for Crack Your Back, and you all crack your back, and I had my wife DM every member of the show, and Raymundo DM'd her back. Said it was a good idea. So we love you, Raymundo. Season, yeah!
Did we do that bit on the air, Ray, and did you claim it as your own?
No. It didn't meet that qualification. I thought it was a fine bit. He said everybody on the show should pop their back and see who gets the most pops.
We've done worse bits, to be honest. I mean, it sounds kind of like lame, but we've done worse bits.
How do you pop your back? Like, twist it?
I would enjoy that.
Like, you grab, for me, I grab people's arm, make an X in front of their chest, wrap my arms around them and lift them up, and that.
Oh, you actually pop them.
Yeah.
Eddie, get over there.
I mean, yeah, I'll do it. Does it feel good afterwards?
Not doing the bit. We're not doing the bit.
Feels good.
If you want me to pop you back in the middle of a commercial, we can do that commercial.
I thought we were going
to
do the bit.
A chiropractor could come in and crack our necks.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay. No, I don't want
to. This is Megan from New Mexico.
I wanted to give you a call and give you a morning horny. There's two muffins in the oven. One muffin says to the other one, man, it's hot in here. And the other muffin says, talking muffin.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
That's a talking muffin.
That's funny.
Do you get it? You're confused.
I don't understand. Like she said, there's two muffins in the oven, right? Mm-hmm. And one screams,
it's hot in here. And the other one looks at it and goes, oh my God, a talking muffin. But what's funny is that the muffin that's saying, oh my God, a talking muffin is also talking. It does. It's just.
Yeah, and it really doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. Okay, good.
Okay.
Finally, Scott from New Orleans has given us a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday, which we did a few minutes ago.
Fun fact, the lint inside your pocket actually has a special name, and I believe it is Nurr, spelled G-N-U-R-R. Not sure if anybody really knows that, but it actually has its own name. That's crazy.
There you have it.
Nurr.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
You feel okay?
Better getting there?
Yeah.
It's in and out.
Well, you don't have to do the pile. I can do it if you don't feel like your voice is there.
How about I set you up and you go?
Well, I don't have the story, so how about you just go and then we'll see what happens?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the story, but go ahead.
I know, that's what I mean. Sure. Okay, so I have some Father's Day gift ideas because in case people didn't know, it's on Sunday.
Got it.
So, and this is from AI, ChatGPT. Like, they came up with this list, whoever they are.
Okay,
personalized engraved items.
Okay.
Probably too late for that.
Pretty broad. Yeah, go ahead. Unless you do it yourself. You cut it, you take a knife and you cut it yourself in there. Go ahead.
Tech gadgets, something like a smartwatch, wireless headphones, Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, AirPods. Well, ish. Those Bluetooth speakers, if they're not easy to charge, they just get lost and don't get used much. If you get somebody like AirPods, that's cool.
You know what I saw.
They ain't cheap, but it's cool. You always like the fogless mirror to go in the shower that you can suction cup up because you can shave in the shower. Mm-hmm. AI probably didn't do that because this is real brain talking with real life experiences. What was another one on there?
Outdoor gear, like fishing equipment, or if they like to hunt.
Yeah.
Gourmet treats.
The word gourmet, it's just used for everything. I don't even know what that means.
Premium coffee would be an example.
Yeah. But gourmet. When you hear gourmet, I just hear a word.
Fancy.
That looks like gourmet, but because it's said gourmet, it's fancier things.
Yeah, like I think of gorgeous treats.
Wait, gourmet means gorgeous to you?
What are you talking about?
Like it's good looking. Like if you're gonna if you're gonna say something's gourmet, it's gonna look awesome.
Really?
Fancy.
Sure.
But you think gorgeous.
Yeah, I think gorgeous.
I don't really have
Let
me just look up that definition. Gourmet. G-O-U-R.
Because I mean they even have gourmet dog snacks. Like how's that fancy?
Right. Gourmet. Here's a connoisseur gourmet. That's a person. A connoisseur of good food. A person with a discerning palate. Yeah, but I need a...
Well, so other things in that category would be craft beers, fine wines.
Does gourmet mean fancy? Elaborately equipped for the preparation of fancy.
Yeah.
Specialized or exotic meals. Yeah, that just is fancy. Fancy is a good word.
And then finally...
Because we're gourmet like Applebee's on a date night. Go ahead.
An experience or a subscription to something, like if you know he'd love to go to a sports game or a concert.
A sports game. Hey, everybody, do you want to go to a sports game?
That'd be fun. All sports.
Sports game.
Or if he wanted to do a gourmet cooking class.
Yeah, he doesn't. Okay.
No.
What else you got?
All right. I'm going to run through the top professions we find sexy. There's a
bartender,
a male category, and a female category.
Ray, you thought the crumble cookie girl was hot, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I just threw it out there.
But the fact that it came out so quickly, like jobs that are hot, you go, the girl that works at Crumble Cookies. If like I was your wife, specific. I'd have driven over to the Crumble Cookies that you guys go to and had to see what's up for myself because it was so specific.
Well, we also go to like bakeries and stuff because we throw parties at the clubhouse and it just seems like they're always on the go. They're great cooks. That's attractive. Why not? I was going to say that and I thought people know a crumble cookie lady more than they know a bakery.
No, I don't think a woman who works at a bakery is less known than a woman who works at Crumble.
All right.
But Amy, did Crumble Cookie Woman make the list?
No.
Okay, go ahead. What do you have?
Okay, so the top sexiest professions according to women are firefighter, builder, police officer, doctor, and mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanic.
I think to make out with or hook up with, but unless you're making a bunch of, I mean, let's not act like It's not sexy if you have a bunch of money.
Whatever you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have friends who are mechanics. Two of them. They do fine. But no one's going to go and date or marry them just because they're a mechanic. They may get their car fixed.
Quick.
Yeah. But
a guy I went to high school with has a mechanic shop.
Yes, he has his own shop.
Is he sexy?
Runs his own business.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
He's very good looking.
Okay, well.
He's married.
Relax, buddy.
He's married.
Relax.
Okay,
on the other side.
Professions according to men that are hot.
Crumble cookie worker.
No, but I mean, gosh, it's your typical. Flight attendant,
yeah.
Nurse,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Secretary, naughty. Which I am going to call administrative assistant.
Sure.
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, depends
sometimes.
What time. What? Glasses and hair up.
The library. It literally says maid.
Maid.
Yes.
But if they're wearing what?
Sexy maid.
That maid outfit.
Yeah. Naughty maid.
Like French maid.
We had a maid that wore a miniskirt when she was cleaning, but she wasn't.
It shouldn't have been mini or what?
Oh, man. It was weird. Okay.
At your house?
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up.
Amy, next story. Your voice is starting to crap out. You have another story?
Luke Combs.
Okay. Cool.
Sexy?
Okay. You have a clip?
Hit fast car, please.
Go ahead. So I remember when we were
driving in your car. Tracy Chapman's version peaked at 6. Mm-hmm. He's already beating her because he's at 4.
Nice.
That's not good for Tracy.
On the pop.
No, it's a different time.
Okay.
Way different time.
But like, you're the OG and then your cover's beating it?
Different time, though. This song wouldn't be popular if Tracy Chapman's version wasn't so good. It was so hard. It was much harder to get up the charts then. She wasn't a massive artist herself. The only song that she... the only other song she had was... Give me one reason to stay here.
Oh, that's a jam.
And I'll turn and right back around. And I like Tracy Chapman a lot. But yeah, Luke Combs is massive.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going... the direction you guys would like me to go.
Well, what direction is that?
Yeah, you're going to say the cover's better than the original.
No, I wouldn't think you'd say that.
And times are different back then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't change. There's a part in the song where she says she or her. I don't know. He didn't change it. Right.
That's why I love it. I said it before. Like
the fact you said that
he keeps it exactly as is.
Okay.
Is what makes it so great. The only thing different is him singing it. Mm. But he stays true to it. It's awesome.
Do you like the cover better than the original?
I do not. Stop making me pursue that avenue, Eddie. Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Back in 2021, Noble Haskell was in a car wreck and he was paralyzed. And the terrible part is he was an all-state runner. He could run like the wind. And he was like, you know what? They say I'm never going to walk again. Not only am I going to walk again, I'm going to run again. 2 years of rehab, grinding. Some people would say he would fight, grind, repeat.
I would say that.
Last week at his high school graduation, he walked across the stage. He goes, I'm not.
He walked across the stage?
Yes.
Wow.
And he said, I'm not done yet. They had a 5K race, and he was able to cross the finish line on his own.
Dang, they told him he was never able to walk again.
But what I hear is fight, grind, repeat works.
Yeah, who says that, though?
I don't want to really point my finger at myself, but no, it's great. That rehab. I've been to rehab on parts of my body that were just only injured. Going through rehab to walk again, I'm sure, is very painful. It's every single day. It's all you're focused on. And there he is, back again running. That's a great story. He's a teenager, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
man. You know, I went to finger rehab. When I cut my finger, and I literally had to go every week, man, and I couldn't. It was like 1 centimeter at a time to bend it.
Why couldn't you just YouTube that if it's finger rehab?
What do you mean?
Because it's not like you got to get on some sort of equipment that only rehab has.
Oh, yeah. I went to a hand specialist, man. She had it.
Yeah, I get the hand specialist, but the finger rehab itself.
It was almost like a workout gym, but just for your finger.
You physically
went for
all the weights tiny.
It was hardcore, dude.
Yeah. And you do those Chinese finger cuffs. And like, if you can get out of this, you get to go to the next stage.
That's pretty crazy.
Ed Emerald, sorry that happened to you.
That's all right, man.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Now
look at my finger.
Now you're pointing to things like crazy. Hey. We don't even notice.
That's right.
Basically the same as this guy.
This is about the other kid.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But equal. I mean, parallel, right? Great. What's his name again?
Noble Haskell.
Noble, we're proud of you, buddy. Great job. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.